dictation for the 5th of April patient, Helena Cunningham, C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M, date of birth 11-5-1969. Helena Cunningham was seen for evaluation of hormonal imbalance, per paragraph. She is now 2 to 3 years postmenopausal and gives a history of weight gain, comma, sleep disturbance, comma, muscle aches and pains, and decreased libido, per paragraph. The most concerning issue is her difficulty in losing weight, period, paragraph. Previously, comma, she has been placed on postmenopausal hormone replacement with a combination of norethindrone and ethinyl estradiol, period, paragraph. Past medical history was uneventful, per paragraph. Family history is negative for hormone disturbances, per paragraph. Social history, she works as a pilot for Delta Airways and works about 3 to 4 days per week, comma, does not smoke and rarely drinks alcohol, per paragraph. General review is notable for weight gain of about 15 pounds, comma, muscle aches and pains, particularly in her neck, and no other major symptoms for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 122 over 80, comma, weight 177 pounds, BMI is 29.5, period, the pulse is 72 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged and were normal, normal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the hearts of the nodes were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. I reviewed recent lab tests, which include low testosterone, comma, TSH normal 1.76, and other general chemistry tests are in the normal range, period, paragraph. Impression, postmenopausal state with difficulty losing weight, per paragraph. We had a long discussion in regards to weight control and the influence and the possible influence of androgenic hormones, period. She expressed a desire to use testosterone, but I have encouraged her not to proceed along those lines, as androgenic hormones may have a tendency to cause fluid retention, per paragraph. I suggested that she discuss these issues with her gynecologist and consider changing the current postmenopausal hormone replacement to temporary treatment with low-dose estradiol with a view towards discontinuation completely in 6 to 12 months, period, paragraph. No further investigations for underlying hormonal imbalance is thought necessary at this time, paragraph. Next patient. Gennaro, G-E-N-A-R-O, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, date of birth 2/14/1976. Gennaro Campbell was seen for evaluation of goiter, per paragraph. He states that he's had a swelling in his neck for several years, and this has become more prominent recently and is causing him some degree of cosmetic discomfort, per paragraph. He states that he has occasional issues with swallowing with no hoarseness, per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise uneventful, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid problems, per paragraph. Social history, he works as a janitor, smokes an occasional cigar, and drinks alcohol, period, paragraph. General review is significant for 30-pound weight loss, which has been induced by change in dietary habit, period, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, comma, weight 202 pounds, the BMI is 30, period. The pulse is 70 minute, period. The thyroid gland was palpable with the isthmus more prominent and a large nodule felt in it, period. There was no neck lymphadenopathy, period, paragraph. An ultrasound of the thyroid gland has shown the right lobe to be large, 7.3 centimeters, and the left, 4.6 centimeters, and a 4.3-centimeter nodule in the right lobe and a 6.4-centimeter nodule in the isthmus, per paragraph. The hearts of the normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph impression. Multinodular goiter with large nodules in the isthmus and right lobe on ultrasound, period, paragraph. I've discussed the situation with him and have explained that from a cosmetic standpoint, the only way of eliminating this appearance is to have a thyroidectomy, paragraph. I have recommended that he consult with Dr. Beth Kimball in Ann Arbor with a view towards possible thyroidectomy, paragraph, indication.